Blog Talk Radio.
Africa, emote, Africa, home, sir. The beautiful African. Good day, good evening, Dumela, Tobela, Molweni, Ashe, Hotep, Sava, Assalamu Alaikum. Africa, you come first. Your life comes first. Your body, your limb comes first. Your health, your shelter, Africa, food, clean water, clothing, education. Those are fundamentals from Africa that the government and the nation should invest in. That is build capital, and if you build human capital, you build a strong nation. Africa, as my Africa, we uphold and protect the individual sovereign. You, my Africa, we enhance the African personality, African culture, and identity. To us, those are fundamental principles, but you come first. Your security comes first, my Africa. Buildings and other things you can always do, but they are done by human capital. They are done by humans. You develop the brains, you develop the children, they can do that. My Africa, 21 years after the first black majority vote, we say again, my Africa, the people must rise, the people must govern, the people must rule. My Africa, the people must govern ngoku, meaning now, not shall govern in the future. They must govern now. My Africa, a tragedy to the nation, a tragic occurrence or impact or infliction on our children. The damning report against the South African Democratic Teachers Union, that the union, in a broad connivance, conspiracy, was selling jobs for cash. Jobs for cash. And I remember seeing an article where there was even the trading of cattle, housing. I mean, you talk about it. You talk about corruption. But the key is who is affected. The poor African majority, the children, the poor destitute children who depend on government for quality education and protection. According to the report, Africa, in fact, the newspaper investigated, exposed. The newspaper expose did that. And it goes on to say that the damning report into the jobs for cash scam run by officials from the Department of Basic Education and Teachers Union. SATU reveals that the union is in de facto, the report reveals that the union, SATU, is in de facto control of all but three of the South Africa's provincial education departments. Children are falling into toilet pits. Some snakes go into classrooms. Some buildings are still dilapidated. We've had a situation where the textbooks were not delivered for almost 1 year. What are we doing, Africa? What are we doing? I mean, the preliminary report, according to the newspaper, also reveals that a similar investigation, while there are similar investigations, they found that the entire union was involved in the scam, not just a few rogue elements. Now, Africa, why did this have to come through the newspaper? What does the People's Parliament do, if one may ask? Where are the representatives to expose aberrations? I mean, these are treasonous acts. Much more because you talk about the underdevelopment of the African child, the underdevelopment of the African nation. We participate in that. Conspiracy, the biggest conspiracy ever. And in Africa, there's been instances, allegations of murder, people, aspirant or prospective applicants for teachers' jobs, teachers and principal applicants mattered. And imagine, Mafika, these fraudsters, these thieves, do not take their children to public schools. And the poor suffers again, suffer again, Mafika. So as we say that this is a matter of underdeveloping the nation and blatantly treasonous to the country and the majority poor. And yes, again, Mafika, why the matter did not come to Parliament? What are these MPs doing? They cannot do much, they cannot do anything because they are part of the unions. They are appointed to Parliament. There's nothing wrong with part of the unions, but the appointee system must go. The appointee system in Parliament must go. That is the people's Parliament, not the party appointee Parliament. And Africa, we are paying because this is goes back to the national security. It goes to the national health. It affects us across the board. And we are becoming a junk nation. And what this calls for, Africa, it calls for the dissolution of the party parliament appointees. MPs must go back to seek a new mandate. Those who've been in parliament for still sitting there for 20 years doing nothing, go back to communities. Parliament must be controlled by the people, because this is the heartbeat of the government. These are the eyes and ears for you, Africa. So that is the only thing that we have in terms of our sovereign vote that we fought for. So we are saying, Africa, dissolve. If possible, amend the constitution so that the people must elect representatives direct to parliament that can look after the children, that can look after the sick, the indigent, those who amongst us, and majority, we are not begging, Africa. This is not asking for a favor. The masses must rise. The people must rise, and the people must demand. And those elite, I mean those among us who are called the smart Africans, please, marching around, it is good, but let's claim what belongs to us, the students, everybody, the intellectuals, the rise up. If you feel indignant and disturbed by this, rise up. But my Africa, much worse, my Africa. The recent firing of the finance minister. I mean, according to the newspaper report, now according to my Africa, the newspaper can build you, the newspaper can destroy you. We partly did not depend on the newspaper during the struggle. But the media is important, Africa, because that's how you send out your message. Of course, sometimes the media become biased, become selective. But you've got to be able to reach the people, and that is the only way. That's why we are embarking on this More Africa program, because we provide an alternative view to development. A much more serious a danger to us, our economic health, our economic sanity, is that the Minister of Finance was fired. But the greatest danger, according to the newspapers and according to the words of the minister in the presidency, he did not know. And when he was asked, he said, "Now they held a cluster economic meeting, and they were not told. That was held on, and the meeting ended at 6 p.m. and did not know about the cabinet reshuffle, only to have the president announce that after the meeting in the evening, after that meeting. Now, the minister in the presidency, he says he was in the dark, he didn't know. And they ask him, "Did you foresee that?" He said, "No, we are not Sangomas." Huh? And they actually say that about 2 hours later, after the president issued announcing the decision to remove the finance minister and appointing a new minister, He did that 2 hours after the cluster meeting. So the minister and the presidency did not know. According to the newspaper, the deputy president did not know. Of course, if the minister and the president did not know, how could the deputy president hide that against him? He did not know. The alliance partners, COSATU, SSCP, was in the dark, did not know. And it turns out that the former minister alleges that a third party knew. Third parties knew long ago, before the reshuffle. And that even the new minister arrived with two financial advisors. Now the question is, if the president cannot tell his own cabinet, and the cabinet is part of the appointees to parliament, and what about the rest of the appointees to parliament? What are we doing about? This is the people's parliament. They've captured it. They've captured it, they're undermining it. It's not working. And it is the basis to dissolve it immediately and impose or call the people must stand. People must rise. Rise up, because the stakes are too high. And we are talking about national economic security here. We are talking about national security. We are talking about becoming a junk bond nation. Already we have been captured. Ultimately, we'll have to go cap in hand to the International Monetary Fund to ask for money, to ask for a loan. And it's coming, Africa. But Africa, those who are standing up saying that this must fall, this must what fall and whatnot. You have the executive, you have the legislature, you have the judiciary. The executive, let them do what they want to do, okay? Let them appoint and do whatever they want to do. The legislature, the people's parliament, that's where the money is. We own that money because of our sovereign vote. Nothing gets paid if we disapprove. And SATU and others, the rot will not go on because the community will rise up. The children will tell the parliamentarian. The children can go to the parliamentarian and say that this teacher here does not know anything. We have a principal who does not know what is. That's how you discover it. The people are the ears and the eyes of the nation, and they are the police and the security guards. Stand up, Africa, because that's what we fought for. Do not abdicate your sovereign duty, your sovereign vote. And it is a national duty, my figure, to all across the board. Now, this is not a party matter, because we are saying that the legislature should go back to the people. The people must own the legislature. It does not matter. We are all my Africa. Let's compete to go and represent the people, and let the people decide. So, my Africa, looking at the economic status, because let's point out a few things here. Now, Moody's, Fitch and S&P Moody, those are the evaluators of the national economies. Now, they downrated the South African economic status index to minus, BBB, triple B. Now, according to the newspapers, 1994, the interest bill was 5% of the GDP. And then 2009, it got to 2% of the GDP. And 2015, it is now 3%. Now, the interest on the debt, if it becomes more than 60%, therefore, it is unsustainable. And then it is projected that in 10 years, Africa, the debt ratio will be back up 5%, the interest will be 5%, and debt ratio will be 65%. It is about 45% as we speak. But now it has risen so much. What do we have to show for it? Well, what do you have to show for it? Huh? These folks are just scavenging the budget, public finance, creating debt for us and for our children, and you've got nothing for 21 years. Now, there are other problems in Africa, greed, because the complaint is that of inefficient and overpaid public servants. They're such a type. Huh? They want to get increased wages. They don't teach the children. it's just thievery. And you look across, now we are saying that Africa, you are Africa first before you are a worker. You are Africa first before you become any professional, all right? Because we believe in Africa, the individual, not the groups. So they would come and say that, no, well, the workers must rule out. Africa must rule. Because the workers are a separate group. Support the progressive forces that will create jobs, that will create power to the people. But the most important thing is the individual Africa. So those who are working, those who are unemployed, be thankful for what you've got. But everybody wants to be the middle class. You want 2 houses, 3 dogs, and 3 cars, and swimming pool. That's what they want. Because they see it from the leadership. So 2014 in Africa, additional 250,000 public servants. Huh? And everyone wants an increase. Now, how fortunately we are not saying against standing against your bonus increase in parliament, because the parliamentarians are overpaid, they're overbloated. We are saying that there has to be sanity, there has to be discipline, no greed. And you can see recently in Africa, the parliamentarians were fuming because their salaries were somewhat delayed. I think they were delayed for a day or a couple of hours. They were fuming because they wanted to get paid. Now, imagine you, Africa, standing for 21 years waiting for the MPs, the parliamentarian to, or government to create jobs for you. No, they are bloated now. I think what you need to do is dissolve that parliament and let them go and seek a mandate or retire. Most of them are at the retirement age. Let's just re-clean and regenerate and take our sovereignty back. That's my Africa. You talk about the wage bill, the public servants. Now, public servants are just workers. They don't create, you don't invent anything. You don't add quality. You just run paper and pencil. Understand that. Because we cannot, and also you are much a little bit privileged because you got a job. But the fact is that most of you cannot create jobs for the other majority, because almost 25% of the youth are unemployed, and maybe higher than that. And we are talking about the system that is equal, economic equality, economic justice, redistribution. But the socialist system, Africa, that put my Africa first. So this is our collective job. If you have a job or have income, you are lucky. Africa 2015, the wage bill, 64 billion rand, still has to be paid. We have not paid that. And treasury has to use contingency reserves. It will use contingency reserves to enable the budget to have capacity to absorb further shocks, like this public wage bill. Let's be frank, Africa. Let's be frank, Africa. The greed factor. And the economy is likened to our economy as a cash-strapped consumer, a consumer who liquidates life annuities, annuity policies to maintain the standard of living. Because it is too high. It is too high, my Africa. You talk about it's too high across the board. It has to be cut. The president is the fourth highest paid president in the world. The fourth highest in an economy of growth inequality, where the poor are increasing, the rich are few. My Africa, no. The debt now, as you speak, is about 525 billion, going up to 1.4 trillion. Estimates that by 2017 it will be 2.3 trillion. Yeah? So, Africa, what we need is go back to the basics. Africa, we are saying that constitutionally, according to international law, you have the right to nationalize. We have the right to nationalize. But also, where are the economic crimes, reparations for the economic crimes? What this African government did was to release or do away with exchange control regulations, allowing the apartheid loot to be taken to London. Is it because they lived in London as refugees, so they were quid pro quo, paying back? They were paying back the Oppenheimers for what they did, taking care of them, giving them houses, buying them tricks, trinkets, and you talk about it? How could they allow the apartheid economies dictate the terms of the transition, economic transition? Now they're talking about radical economic transformation, which is a dream, because they are not in a position to do that. They are not. So, Africa, you are screwed. The one who's been screwed, Africa, and you've got to stand up. The first step would be to dissolve, push to dissolve the current appointee parliament, party parliament that appoints delegates to parliament. Let's get the people's parliament. Let them go and seek a new mandate. We say that everybody must go and seek a new mandate from the people. Let's control the legislature at least. Everything else we can battle in terms, because you've got to have a president, executive president. The president has to be able to take certain rules and decisions. You cannot hamstrung, but we've got to have oversight. Legislative is oversight. They can take its decisions. When it comes to the who pay for it, we have to decide. And if there's thievery and fraud in between, we stop it. You have to pay, you find a way to pay for it. The issue in Africa of the firing of Nene, according to the newspaper report, we can't go into that. But what we can go to is how much is going to cost whatever they want to do. At what cost to us? Are we paying for that? No, we can't. So, Africa, it's on you. You are the one to decide. You are the one to decide, Africa, because we don't get reparations for the crimes against apartheid. The crimes were expunged, done away without our consultation. And we are stuck. But we have the power, Africa. We have the sovereign power to change. We are saying that 21 years after the first black majority rule, the people must rise, the people must govern, the people must rule. And we are talking about Ngoko now, meaning govern now, rule now. We've had roads must fall. To the young people, do you have to depend on making another YouTube 10, 15 years from now on to expose the scandal? No. You are the people who have to push, are the young ones who have to go out and push this. Get communities, galvanize communities, educate communities to stand for their sovereign rights. The legislature, the people's legislature, is our saving grace, because that's a heartbeat of government. It covers everything. It covers almost everything. You do not have to appoint commissions, investigations. It starts right there. The community reports to the MP. The MPs take the matter to Parliament, get discussed, get resolved. We could have never had things like Inkatha and other aberrations. They would not have happened if we had the People's Parliament. So the young people, rise up, lead this movement to at least, at a minimum, elect the people's government, amend the constitution. Serve, suffer, and sacrifice from Africa. We've done that. It is you, Africa, the one, simple self, who served, suffered, and sacrificed your blood, your life, your limb to make this country what it is today. By standing up, putting your body on the line, Africa, you did that. By taking up guns against the most formidable army in Africa. It was you, the African masses, who rose up in numbers, Africa, in multitude, confronted and resisted, you overthrew the inhuman apartheid settler minority regime. Remember, under apartheid, your African personality, even your name, Africa, was blasphemy for the oppressor to utter from his mouth or under his breath. To the oppressor, you were a kafir. You did not have a name, Africa. Whoever your name was, you were all called, hey boy, girl, and you would jump. Remember, Mavrika, can you reminisce that picture? You would jump, take off your hat, or start shuffling, or you, if you're a woman, you take your dinky off, you bow your head, and respond, "Yes, master, yes, madam." And the master would say, the madam would say, or the master would madam would hear, "I did not hear you." And they say, "Yes, master, yes, master, yes, madam." And sometimes, if you look a little bit of a better African class, or you had a little bit of status, they would call you Jack, George, Nancy, Jane, or other some such name. You remember Mavrika? No African indigenous name. And Mavrika stood up at that time, as he stated, in 1958, they declared the status year, the year of status, to put a stop to whites calling Africans boys and girls. And they will no longer be called Jack, George, Nancy, Jane, and all that. Mavrika put a stop to it by declaring to start the boycott where they called, where we pay our hard-earned money for services. And they pressed Mavrika to start with the shops' demand to be treated as customers and addressed as such, as customers. If the white boys and girls behind the counters felt that it is too great a demand to call them customers, they will either leave the shop or shall make the shop for Europeans only. Okay, that didn't matter whether the shopkeeper be white, colored, or Indian, or Chinese, or other. They demanded status, Mavrika. They demanded our status as African people to enhance the African personality. So, Mavrika, you are the ones who sacrificed. You put down your bodies en masse to make a change. This is a change you made, Mavrika. You own the country. This is your country. And many among us have passed on. Have passed on, Mavrika. We have transitioned to the ancestors. The living sons and daughters of the soil, you made the country what it is. You are the sovereign, its sovereign owners. You are the sovereign voters. Let's take back the legislature to the people. Your vote is power, Mavrika, as you say, it is your money. Your vote is your money. And you don't just give it freely. Don't give it out free and let others amongst us waste it, abuse it, and steal it from us, because sometimes they're black. We give it to them because they're Africans. Huh? And they come up and jack us in the back. This is for the children, Mavrika. Our children, our future, Mavrika. You cannot lay them with the dead. And there were two principles that Mavrika, it's land and status. The land is not back, Mavrika. The land has to be nationalized. And according to international law, even under the United Nations, we have the right to nationalize that land. We have the right to nationalize the economy. But the question is, those amongst us who let money to be the apartheid loot be expatriated to London. Somebody still has to explain, Mavrika. Yes, the status we've got, but our identity. You don't have a solid one identity. And Mavrika, your consciousness is devastated. So let's claim our sovereign right. Let's claim the African personality. As you say that in the last national election, 2014, 11 million people voted. That is 39%. What happened to the 61%? Those amongst you, 61%, please, Mavrika, isolate. Fasalarona, Shangolasho, Tikorahina. Thank you, Mavrika, for the privilege of talking to you, and thank you for the privilege of listening. Your vote is your money, Mavrika. Don't give it to other people. And other people are looking to make money out of it. Thank you, Mavrika.